We are WNST, Towson Baltimore, BaltimorePositive.com. We are we're getting it done right now, man. We got football, we got baseball, we got baseball, we got football. We got a lot more baseball than we got football. Football team's out of town for the next 3 weeks. You can read my column up at Baltimore Positive. I wrote a three-point column and a magic number of three. That magic number will be getting whittled down here. Fingers crossed here this week. Luke's going to be at Camden Yards. He'll also be in Owings Mills. Meantime, we have put the Maryland Crab Cake Tour on hiatus to bring you Oriole postseason baseball. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. We were Coco's last Friday in Lauraville with Mike Resigliano, with diehard Oriole fan Max Weiss, who was pooping upon bandwagon fans that would go out and purchase a 1979 Oriole Aparicio throwback here, as I've done in recent times, just so I have something comfortable to wear for the playoffs. We're going to be taking the show back out on the road the 15th of October. We're going to be watching the Ravens Titans game for breakfast on the first day of my 56th year on the planet. We're going to be at Hollywood Casino in Perryville. Get up there early, have a proper British breakfast, bet the games, enjoy the games. Ravens will be taking on the Titans. We'll be giving away Maryland Lottery scratch-offs. Window Nation, 866-90-NATION, is also in on the Crab Cake Tour whenever we get the thing rolling again, as well as our newest friends at Jiffy Lube and the Multi-Care Center there and oil changes. There's a Jiffy Lube right around the corner from you. We'll be talking about them all month long. I don't get this guy on often. He's had some off-the-field challenges here this year that has brought him closer to the field, and he's sitting on playoff tickets. I don't know if it'll be as eventful as our trip to New York was back in 1996, Alan McCallum, but it has been 27 years since you and I watched Jeffrey Mayer reach right next to Scott Garceau in the auxiliary press area of the old Yankee Stadium in the Bronx at 161st Street. Watched Jeffrey Mayer reach over. You were there for the Delmon Young double. And Alan McCallum, we're getting ready for playoff baseball here. I know your load's a little lighter, as is your credit card, from hitting the credit card here this week. How are you? How does it feel to be sitting on playoff tickets all these years later? I'm looking for a bright, spirited version of Alan McCallum today, my friend.
Well, first of all, just putting into perspective that it's been 27 years since Jeffrey Mayer, I feel like I've earned the white in my beard hearing that. You know, well, I'll say what everybody knows. This team lost 100 games 2 years ago. And they're sitting on the precipice of winning 100 games this year. It is unbelievable. And with all the challenges they've had in the last couple of weeks, that winning the division and having their first playoffs under Brandon Hyde and Mike Elias is really, really stunning. And they're as strong an Orioles team as I think I've witnessed as an adult. It's been pretty impressive.
Well, I mean, a lot of formidable things have happened in the, I guess it's been about 5 or 6 weeks since you and I got together and did a segment and talked baseball. By the way, Alan was our Oriole insider for a decade, at the beginning of this radio station 25 years ago, on the air every day. We're celebrating our 25th anniversary with our partners at Curio Wellness and Foreign Daughter, educating people about cannabis, giving education on all of that. Wendy Bronfine's been coming by on a weekly basis and talking about those issues. But more than that, our 25th anniversary and all these years later, to think about how few playoff games there have been, how few magic moments outside of Cal Ripken and Delmon Young and the All-Star game we've had in a stadium that we still don't have a lease. We have a jackass for an owner, right? Like, I mean, not all of that's clear. But over the next 5 or 6 weeks here, there's a carpet ride for fans, people like you, people like your sister, people I know, people we've departed. I saw a picture of you and I in my hand yesterday. You, me, and Bobby Nick with cigars at the Cuba game. I found a picture of you and Bobby Nick together on the field before the Cuba game that was taken from the stands. And I'm sure you don't have the picture, so I'm going to send it over to you because I just digitized it literally this week. I was doing this over the weekend because of our 25th anniversary. And all of these years later, to think that the last 6 weeks we've seen them have Tampa come in here with a lot of empty seats. They lost the first game. They got their ass kicked and almost got no hit in the second game. And then they wind up fighting back. They don't lose series. They don't get swept. They lose two. They come back the third day. Cleveland. They go out to Cleveland. Lot on the line. Scoreboard watching what's going on in Tampa and Toronto. Scoreboard watching what's going on in the AL West to figure out who's going to wind up where. Houston's taking a taking a dump right now. Texas has caught on. Seattle's got a chance to knock Houston out the next couple of days. Like, all sorts of things are happening. And they go out to Cleveland. They lose bad on Thursday. They lose awful on Friday in the worst way with the bullpen. And then they pick it up. They win. And we're going to forget that it ever happened 2 weeks from now. And they're in a position now to get through this thing before the weekend, before Jim Palmer on Friday, before the sellout on Saturday, before any of that happens, getting this thing done and saying, all right, who do we really want pitching next week? Who's going to be the one? Who's going to be the two? How much rest are we going to have? Who's going to be on the roster? Are we taking Flaherty? Are we taking Hall? Who's going to be on our bench? What do we want to have in a five-game series against Tampa or Toronto? And that's kind of teams they know well that they're looking at. That they're going to have, and I said this to Luke, every advantage. Might even get Mountcastle back. Not going to get Batista back. I mean, last time I had you on was the beginning of that. I'm not buying that. And I'm not buying that Cano and Fuji and these guys won't be bedwetters. And they'll lose in six games because their bullpen blows three of them. That's possible. But I want to see it. I want to get there. And I know that these guys know what they're doing. It's very clear. And they have matchup advantages. They know what they like about Toronto and Tampa and what they don't like. And they're going to have a week, maybe a little bit more, to get rested, get their minds right, to be ready to play the biggest games of their lives. And, you know, I had Max and Rasig on last week, and I took real umbrage with them because they gave me this, well, if we just get to the World Series, it won't be good enough. Like, not winning the World Series here is going to be devastating for people because I don't know that they're ever going to have a better chance. Now, you could say they might win 110 games 1 year, but there'll be another buzzsaw in the tournament. There's no buzzsaw in the tournament right now. Like, there really isn't. There's no team you're going to look at and say, I'm afraid of playing them. Houston, they might even make the tournament. We were afraid of them 2 weeks ago. I don't, this is as good as it gets, right? I mean, like, from a setting this up, from a health standpoint, all things being aside with Batista, they have their best chance right now, and they're young enough and might not know any better, Alan.
So there's a lot there. The first thing I will tell you is that there's always a bust on the tournament. Texas is getting healthy again. That's how they've gotten this lead back. Houston is also wet the bed, as you like to say. When Texas is right there, a juggernaut. Seattle has spectacular pitching. That's how they got themselves back in the race, along with about 10 days of mega hot players with Julio Rodriguez leading the way. And Tampa, you know, for all of their look, think about what has happened to Tampa. Their best pitcher lost to surgery. Their two of their other best pitchers also down. Their 1-1 may never play in the major leagues again. Injuries on top of injuries. And yet they're still right here. They have been to the playoffs. They have that kind of veteran experience going into the playoffs, and they certainly have the thirst to win. There are buzzsaws. That said, as you stated earlier, all the Orioles have done through this entire season is weather every storm. They've never gone on an extended loss streak as badly as they played in periods, particularly in the last month. At times, they've never gone on an extended losing streak.
And they could be down five runs in the seventh inning and win. They can.
They find a way. I said this last time we talked, and it really is the amazing thing, that nobody on this team is having an MVP season right now. A lot of discussion about who the most valuable Oriole is. The most valuable Oriole is Felix Batista. I mean, all you have to do is look at how they've struggled, particularly in the bullpen since he went down. And you see what kind of measure he added to this team, being able to go one or two innings going into the extra innings to win games and shut down offenses. The way he helped set up the bullpen, there's no question in my mind about it. But even with him gone, they continue to find a way. They're as consistent a baseball team as I've ever seen. I mean, and that is easily measured by the fact that they have not been swept in a year and a half, and more than a year and a half.
Well, that's my point is, if you're going to beat them three out of five games, you've done something. If you're going to beat them four out of seven games, you've done something.
Absolutely. That said, and I said this on social media in July, the concern in my mind is that Bradish, Kramer, most of the guys in the pen, you look at all the young guys, they have surpassed their inning ceilings dramatically at this point. And to continue to be decent in September has been a miracle. Bradish has been unbelievable.
By the way, this ceiling you speak of is theoretical and local to recent times, and Jim Palmer and Don Sutton and many others would just piss on that whole theory of ceilings. But yes, yeah, but they're still young men.
You said it's not – is it recent? Sure. But it's not theoretical. If you've never done something, it's hard to know how you're going to fare. And the thing that you don't that can't be counted is that guys like Palmer and Sutton and all of those guys, they were trained to go out and throw 200, 300 innings and to go nine. Ferguson Jenkins going 10, 11 innings to win a game in extra innings. I mean, no one would even consider that. So it's how – part of it is how you train. And Major League pitchers today are coddled like never before. It's amazing how analytics sort of eats itself. People say wins don't matter now. Well, wins don't matter now because pitchers aren't trained to go deep enough to help a team. That's why you see guys like John Means and Kyle Gibson come up in moments when the team is desperate for a deep outing and they get it done, where it's harder for young guys to do that. Because the majority of pitchers in Major League Baseball at this time are not trained to do that. So it's not theoretical. Does that mean it's guaranteed that they're going to waste away in October? No, it's not. But to say that this pitching staff hasn't suffered from a lack of the workhorse is you just aren't watching baseball if you don't know that. No team in baseball will need the week off if they win the division more than the Orioles, to help those guys get rest, to help them reset, to help the front office and Brandon Hyde plan what they need to do. All of those things are real. There is no question that they are in this position because they've earned it. And they may, as much as I said to you that I think they'll be better next year because they'll have Holiday and they'll have Heston Kerstad for an entire year and all these guys will be back. There's no guarantee of that. I completely understand. And the Toronto Blue Jays we might see Vladimir Guerrero Jr. have another one of those runaway seasons. Maybe the Red Sox do get some pitching. All of a sudden, the path isn't as clear. The Orioles are in this position, and they should do everything they can to take advantage of that. But I think it's realistic to look at where they are right now and say, if they get to the World Series, they've winning the division. If they get to the World Series, because it will be because they have earned it. There is no guarantee they'll be in this situation again. So once you're there, you go for it.
Nothing more important than winning game one, right? Like absolutely. Getting through this magic number and whatever this is going to be this week, whether they're dancing around in front of Washington or dancing around in front of Boston. Yankees were unavailable. That would be the only thing that make it more fun is dancing around in front of them. They can watch us on TV from last place or fourth place, wherever they are at this point. But where are you on the rotation? I mean, to you, is it obviously Bradish and what Means has done lately and what Rodriguez has done recently? I don't know about Gibson. I certainly Flaherty's a big question mark. I mean, Tyler Wells banging around. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do or what their real plan about all of this is. But if you're going on a recency bias, hey, man, Rodriguez and Means are two guys. We were not talking about that back at the All-Star break.
Means, Bradish, Rodriguez, Gibson. I start Means in game one. I probably start Bradish in game two. And then you can – Kyle Gibson is – I'm not telling you he's going to be great in the postseason, but I think he's earned a start. He's the veteran on the team. I think he's the guy that if they've overworked the bullpen, can come in game three or four and help you get through it.
By the way, dude, Means number one. Are you the only guy in the city with that, eh? That's a interesting take, as they would say.
Did you see what he did on Saturday?
I did.
Does that mean he's going to continue this way? I don't know, but John Means is as good of pitchers as we've seen the Orioles have. The only problem with John Means is that he's unable to stay healthy. But John Means, on every other metric, has proven himself in terms of his ability to get hitters out in the major leagues.
That was impressive the other night, right? I'm not expecting him to come back from Tommy John and look like Tommy John.
And look, I'm not telling you that what he did to Cleveland is going to look the same against Texas or Seattle or Tampa. Cleveland's not a great offense. The Orioles didn't really make them look like that the first couple of games, but they're actually not a good offense. But John Means, I think you want a veteran, or at least a guy with some legitimate major league time, to lead the staff. Kyle Gibson isn't the guy for number one. That doesn't mean he doesn't deserve to be considered in the rotation.
What about Bradish, who's been the best guy they've had for 6 months?
Bradish and Rodriguez look like they have a chance to lead the staff for a long time. But they're young guys. Bradish is a second year guy, and Grayson is what, 4 months into his rookie season. That's a lot of pressure to put on young guys. And obviously the vast majority of this club is made up of them. But I think if you're going into the postseason for the first time, you want a veteran to lead the staff.
Game one, so important, dude. Get behind 3-0 in game one in a 5-game series. Bad things happen.
Who would you trust Bradish over Means at this point? That is, sounds like what you're saying.
I don't know about trust. I mean, they're all the same to me. They have to go out and throw strikes, right? Like it's same thing in the bullpen. I mean, you can't be coming in throwing 7 straight balls, Fuji, right? Like that strike one is the most important pitch they're going to have. And game one's the most important thing in their world right now, because win that and it sets up good things. Lose that and things go downhill very, very quickly in a 5-game series where you got to get on a plane, fight for your life to get back. And you'll be holding those game 5 tickets and being like, wow, we thought this was going to be easy. I don't think it's going to be easy, right? I mean, if you saw Cleveland last week, you saw Tampa. But again, there is a point when they're losing by a couple runs in the 5th inning of game one, I'm not nervous that they can't hit a 3-run home run, put a rally together, run the bases with the wind, and manufacture something that could make them what they are, is a 100-win team. What they are is the best team in the league. They're the best team in the league. They've proven that over a long season through injuries, through problems with their pitching, through not having the wherewithal at the trade deadline to get markedly better. But they might have gotten markedly better just having John Means show up, have Grayson Rodriguez get a couple more starts, and getting DL all into the bullpen. Maybe they are better than they were at the All-Star break. I think they are. They're a better team now than they were even 6, 8, 10 weeks ago. Getting Mountcastle back would be important. But they take the ball next Saturday for game one at home, maybe kicking Billy Joel and Stevie Nicks out of the – that's a whole other story altogether. They don't have a lease, did I remind you that? But taking the ball next Saturday, I'm going to like their chances. Whatever they – whether it's Bradish, whether it's Rodriguez, whether it's Means, whether it's Gibson. I don't think it'll be Gibson, but whatever they do in game one, I'm going to feel bullish that they're going to survive it because – I've watched them play the last 6 months. I'm not convinced they're winning the World Series. I'm convinced they're not going to beat themselves 2 games in a 7-game series, that you're going to have to bring it to them. And I feel their fearlessness. And I think a full stadium is going to help them in the playoffs. I think there's going to be some mojo downtown for them.
Look, we spent the last few minutes talking about number ones. And I think what you've just stated is that they've never really had number one, clear number one through the season. So whether it's Bradish or Means takes the ball, it may ultimately be 6-1, 1-2 the other. What's incredible about this club is that they find a way to beat you. They do not lead the league in home runs by any stretch of the imagination, but they can hit the big home run when you need it. They can hit it late. They have spectacular speed throughout their lineup, whether that's Mateo coming off the bench or Gunnar Henderson, guys with sneaky speed like Austin Hayes or Jordan Westberg. They run the bases really well. With the exception of a couple of setbacks here in the last couple of weeks, they've played really solid defense through this entire season. If I'm the team playing the Orioles, I beat them with left-handed pitching because this team has overwhelming left-handed bats as opposed to right-handed. So you're right. Getting a healthy Ryan Mountcastle back is really important. I think in the coming seasons, 24, 25, they're going to have to figure out whether that might be Joey Ortiz or a veteran. Having a right-handed player, a couple of right-handed players to come off the bench or to platoon with some guys is going to be really important. But if I'm going up against them, to me, you beat them with quality left-handed pitching, both either in the rotation or out of the pen. But as you said, they haven't lost. To beat them 3 out of 5 is a feat because this club doesn't know how to do that. Look, it's a different game in the playoffs. And certainly in the last 10, 15 years, you've seen teams do unbelievable things. I mean, the Washington Nationals in 19 basically won the World Series using 5 pitchers, 3 starters and a couple of relievers. And that's an exaggeration, but not by that much.
But if Strasburg can give you 7, right? And Scherzer, they had guys. They had that. We had Palmer and McNally and Cuellar and Dobson. We had Messina and Erickson. We've had those kind of guys. I don't know that. I mean, in 14 and 16, we had, you know, Miguel Gonzalez and Wei and Chen. I mean, it wasn't a bunch of Hall of Famers in the pitching rotation that make the difference. Nor are we seeing Hall of Famers, I don't think, on the other side, other than Verlander, if they get there.
There's some quality pitching out there. But no, I wouldn't say that there are Hall of Fame aces ready to go throw 11 innings down your gullet if you go up against them.
If I got to go see Kevin Gausman in Toronto, I'm okay with that in Game 3. I'm okay with that, right?
Yeah. This club, can they win the World Series? Yes. Is it likely that they'll win the World Series? I have a hard time believing that. And I will be honest. I want them to win the World Series. But if they don't, I would rather have them exit the postseason quickly so that they don't overtax their arms. Because the other reality about this is deep runs into the playoffs take a significant toll on the pitching staff the next season. It's pretty impressive where Houston is, even with their beginning to slow down here, given the toll that they've taken over the last few years on their pitching staff. You say the Atlanta Braves, the Los Angeles Dodgers, but the Dodgers, God only knows, take a look at their pitching right now. So particularly with a young team where guys are going well beyond where the amount of innings they've pitched before, the biggest obstacle in 24 will be how many innings they end up pitching in 23. So if they don't win the World Series, I would rather see them exit quickly so that they have a chance to save those arms for more deep runs in 24 and 25. But yes, beating this team is a feat. They're not going to roll over quietly or quickly for anybody.
Alan McCallum was our longtime baseball insider. I'm wearing my Orioles gear here this week. We're going to be doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour soon, but I'm getting scheduling together for playoff games. Don't want to have to cancel or move anything, so we're just suspending the operation. Courtesy of our friends at the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. Get your windows like I got mine. Buy 2, get 2 free. As well as Jiffy Lube and the MultiCare facilities they have all around the area. Pull in, get it done quickly. I did that over at Merritt Boulevard at the Jiffy Lube just in my homeland, Merritt and German Hill Road, just like home. I did that a few weeks ago. Big appreciation then. We're going to get the Crab Cake Tour back out on the road. We are going to be at Hollywood Casino in Perryville on the 15th. I will have Maryland Lottery scratch-offs to give away that morning. It is a proper British breakfast from Tottenham as the Ravens play their third consecutive game on the road. They're Cleveland this week, then Pittsburgh when the playoffs begin here, and then they're going to be playing the Tennessee Titans over in London. That is the morning of October 15th. We'll be at Hollywood Casino in Perryville as well. And the good band, the Strikers Posse, good reggae band playing up there this weekend. Make sure you go check that out. Alan, I hope to visit with you again perhaps next week or the week after for a few weeks here. I don't know how long this thing's going to go on. I know you're sitting on a couple of tickets for some playoff games out there. Any parting shot for you other than the fact that, like, you're not convinced they're going to win the World Series and I might be? I think it might be their year. I'm buying in.
It's certainly time. Look, when I did the winter show on NST many moons ago, I would play John Mayer's 1983 as my theme song to open the show. And I think about that song, and we're 40 years into this now. To see them win the World Series as an adult in a moment where you can really savor it. The only thing, you know, my father passed last year, and I think he would have really enjoyed this. So I'm sorry the next time they win the World Series, I won't be sitting next to him. But to have an opportunity to watch this team win the World Series after 14 losing seasons and all the jokers and the poor drafts and watching so much happen and being laughing stock once, twice, three times over in baseball, to see where they are now and to look at the future for the next few years and see how well Elias and Sigmundsson have done with building this team and feeling like, hey, we really have something to look forward to here for a while. And for the first time, feel like from the bottom to the top, this organization has a plan, isn't going fly by night, and has a real chance for a long time growth and prosperity, owners notwithstanding. That's a feeling I'm not sure I've ever experienced with the Orioles, Nestor. And I'm excited to have it. And maybe for the first time, I feel like if they don't win the World Series this year, it's not too far away. And that's fun. That's a lot of fun.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's going to be a good month around here. Buckle up your chin strap and put on your helmet, grab your bat, your batting gloves. Might need a scarf and a hat before it's all over with if we play long enough. Some of those ALCS nights, I'm like, October 21? It's going to be 52 degrees that night. Well, it always is. So get used to the weather changing around here as well. You can find me out anywhere social media is served, out of LinkedIn and Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and all those places. Luke's going to be at the ballpark during the night, going to be at Owings Mills during the day as the Ravens get ready to go to Cleveland. And we get ready for a clinchmas around here. Alan, hold Wednesday and Thursday. Maybe we'll go to the ballpark together. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking. World Series. Can I say that out loud? And Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.